The group of objects you see here were made to be worn. They come from the Solomon Islands, where body adornment is one of the most vital forms of cultural expression.
Hello, my name is Shelly Moana Salva. I work as a curator here at the Solomon Island National Museum. I've been here for like 10 years now.
My name is Patricia George. I've been here for the last 34 years, so quite a long time.
Look for the largest of the round white ornaments, the shell disc with the turtle shell inlay. It's a breastplate or tema from Santa Cruz Island.
The word tema comes from the name moon. It's only used by men. Men use the tema during the traditional dancing as part of the dancing costume. So one at the front of the chest and one at the back. They have feather money sticks on the nose. They have feather money sticks on the head. Then they have rattles on both legs. So when the dancing men sing, they always sing about the nature, about birds.
The turtle shell inlay at the center of the tema represents a frigate bird.
It means peace.
And above the frigate bird, you can see three rows of the tails and fins of diving dolphins. Now look for the wooden comb decorated with shells.
They're made of, usually they call the wood pangwood, shell and fiber. And the teeth is consisting of separate pieces, either bound together tightly or glued together by kind of a racing. It's a liquid from a nut tree. They use this one to paste the shells onto the wood.
Thread made from coconut fiber binds the comb together. Several of the ornaments in this case may look similar, but they come from different islands and are used for different ceremonial occasions.
In Ulawa and Makira province, this comb ornament is usually worn during traditional initiation ceremony, the Maraufu initiation that prepares boys for manhood. So just like the tema is part of another set of costumes that is usually worn during a ceremony, this one, it's also part of a costume.